Susan Michael was in her 20s, singing and playing piano all over the United States, on cruise ships away from the country, when she bought a camera in a pawn shop.
I always knew that a lot of musicians had a visual art as a talent, and I had never found mine. I wasn't particularly good at freehand drawing. And I actually walked into a pawn shop one day and found a camera and bought it because I was going out of the country and said, well, let's see what this is. And I knew immediately.
For the next 10 years, Susan studied the craft of photography while she traveled as a musician and in college when she was home in Jacksonville. Eventually, she quit music and started a practice as a portrait photographer. The specialty was a natural fit, she says.
When you're in music, you engage with people. And I think that being a portrait photographer is just an extension of that.
Susan's involvement with people, for music as well as in portrait photography, had usually been with just a few people at a time. Then she was asked to serve as a board member for the Professional Photographers Trade Organization. That wasn't an extension of anything. It was a new side to her work and to her personality.
I'm the current chairman of the board of the Professional Photographers of America. Many years ago, a friend of mine called me and said, you would be great on the PPA board. And he said, we really need people like you. I realized that I was unique in that I had a lot of experience in another artistic field.
In fact, a lot of perspectives that Susan brought from music were of value to other photographers.
As a musician, you learn to perform regularly when you don't feel like it. Artists have this pie-in-the-sky idea that it's just inspiration, and it's not. We all know that there are days that it's just hard, and a true artist will learn how to work through those days.
A few years ago, Susan began to photograph flowers in transition.
I've photographed the flowers in bud, in bloom, and in death, and we follow them through transition, and I find that I really love them, especially when they're starting to wilt and die. And then this year in my life, I've made some changes with my health. I've lost a lot of weight. I've become a lot healthier, started working out a lot, and just felt like this has been the most transitional year of my life. And so it's just really interesting that it all came together at the same time.
Going from portrait to flower photography is not as much of a departure as it might seem.
I photograph my portrait clients through transitions in their lives. This year, for the first time, I had a child that I photographed when she was 3 and did her wedding. The flower project, it's something that I could do whenever I wanted to do it, exactly how I wanted to do it, with no input from a client, another photographer, anything. It's my baby from beginning to end.
Susan's transitions have brought her back to where she started, to music.
I am playing music again. I find that I'm leaning back on all of the stuff I learned as a musician as I go forward and see where in the world the flowers may go. When you really open yourself to creativity on one level, you'll be surprised how much creativity comes back to you. I had pretty much quit with the music, and now it's come back full force.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.